and some teams were more advanced than others. And I just remember them all telling me, Kevin McHale resisted the data in front of him because his eyes told him something else. So I think the great ones especially have to find a way to reconcile what hard data is telling you and what you, when you're watching on the floor, what it tells you. And if you can marry those two, you're gonna do okay. And it takes a while to get there, I think. So
yeah, McHale's the worst version of this because I think he, and he's talked about it, he had that attitude of like, I played with some wild cards before. I don't care if this guy has some baggage. I want to gravitate toward the talent. And when it worked out, it worked out. When he had Sprewell and Cassell, who probably shouldn't have had, you know, he had like a little bit of a spotty reputation and probably shouldn't have. Sprewell definitely for deserved reasons had it. But then all of a sudden you're gravitating toward the Ricky Davis types, and that's when it goes sideways. But I always think he went talent all the time. And I think with MJ, the biggest mistake he made was just, it never seemed like he understood the ramifications of like, if I give this contract out and it doesn't work out, it actually hurts me for a couple of years. I think he looked at it like, I need somebody. I'm going to get this guy. So I don't know if he's gotten better at that, but the Rozier Kemba thing is the first time where you could look at something and be like, oh, that was actually kind of shrewd. And it certainly didn't seem shrewd at the time, right? Paying Kemba $30 million a year when they knew his knee wasn't 100% versus here's Rozier. 19 to 20 million a year. He's going to work his ass off. And that's actually a better way for us to spend money. So that's a win. And then LaMelo, assuming that LaMelo, that's where he wanted to go, they kept that pretty quiet. You know,
MJ
was never like salivating. We never heard stuff about, oh my God, Charlotte wants him so bad. They kind of laid low and it was smart.
Well, you're never going to hear that with Jordan. I mean, that's not how he operates. You know, he's just not. He operates in a vacuum in many ways. But, you know, you mentioned Terry Rozier, and I was just filling out my ballot. We'll get to that later. But, you know, he was on my most improved list because, my God, he just keeps getting better and better and better. And I spent a lot of time with Terry when he was in Boston. I liked him so much. I really did. He was easy to be around. And you know, he was a gamer. And he gave one of the greatest quotes of all time when, you know, the previous year everybody got hurt and he got to play a lot. And then they all came back and he wasn't playing hardly nearly as much. And he said, I felt like I just went from being the driver to someone sitting in the back seat. Or, you know, I mean, he was just he really just wanted to go somewhere and show everybody what he had. And I'll be honest, I didn't think he could. And I was wrong. I was dead wrong. He's so much fun to watch. And you know, he still has moments, you know, we're not ready to anoint him as, you know, an all NBA player or anything, but Jordan, whatever Jordan saw, he was right about that. And maybe it was just that insatiable thirst to be better and to prove people wrong, which is always a good thing to motivate a team. I wish some of the Boston Celtics had a little more of that in them, eh?
Well, I mean, you think like Rozier, because he was so bad in that game 7 against Cleveland.
Yeah, but they all were.
But I think with him, for some reason, that got hung on him because it made people forget that how important he was when they won 2 playoff rounds. They took Cleveland to a game 7. And, you know, for the most part, he was pretty essential as a young point guard who wasn't supposed to be playing that much. Then the next year, you throw it away. That team was a mess.
Right.
We'll get into some of Danny's mistakes in a second, but I think bringing Rozier back versus selling high on him heading into the last year of his deal, I think is a top 3 Danny mistake from.
Well, we've talked about that at the time. In fact, I even feel like you and I did a podcast.